Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Reaching Others for Jesus, was written by Tim Gustafson. A decade ago, they didn't know the name of Jesus. Hidden in the mountains of Mindanao in the Philippines, the Banwaon people had little contact with the outside world. A trip for supplies could take 2 days, requiring an arduous hike over rugged terrain. The world took no notice of them. Then, a mission group reached out, shuttling people in and out of the region via helicopter. This gained the Banwaon access to needed supplies, crucial medical help, and an awareness of the larger world. It also introduced them to Jesus. Now, instead of singing to the spirits, they chant their traditional tribal songs with new words that praise the one true God. Mission Aviation established the critical link. When Jesus returned to his heavenly Father, he gave his disciples these instructions in Matthew 28. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That command still stands. Unreached people groups aren't limited to exotic locales we haven't heard of. Often, they live among us. Reaching the Banwaon people took creativity and resourcefulness, and it inspires us to find creative ways to overcome the barriers in our communities. That might include an inaccessible group you haven't even considered, someone right in your neighborhood. How might God use you to reach others for Jesus? Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Let's pray. Father, we pray today for those who seem so hard to reach with your truth and love. Please use us to accomplish your will, that the whole world would trust in you as their Savior. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'm Stephen, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.